There's huge potential, and part of this work we've been doing is really paving the way for that, because really for these supermarkets to run their programs, they need 12 months supply of fruit, and getting the right infrastructure and handling practices in place is the key for it to working. It's an area we've worked in the past for quite a number of years, and we keep coming up with these sort of constraints within the supply chain. And this particular project is looking at addressing those constraints, albeit for the Pakistan industry. But the reality is we can now build upon that, and the importers can start looking at building their 12-month supply, which we see there's a very good opportunity for WA into that market.
How is the UK set up in terms of its handling practices when it comes to our mangoes?
The problem with the UK is they've based all their experience on quite robust Florida-type varieties, which they get from Central and South America. And when you put a more sensitive varieties into that chain, such as those from Australia or those from Pakistan we're working with, it simply just damages it's really detrimental to the quality of the fruit, and we're getting very poor results. It basically comes down to really changing the practices within the existing systems to handle more sensitive varieties.
And so is the reason then that you're taking such a keen interest in these mangoes from Pakistan is because they are sort of similar varieties to our mangoes in Australia, and therefore they're kind of like a good test subject?
Absolutely, yeah. They're physiologically very, very similar to what we deal with in Australia. So we know if we can get the handling system right for these, it will work for the Kensington from Australia.
And are you able to improve upon that?
Oh, dramatically, yeah. We've had very, very good success in increasing the shelf life from a few days to a few weeks post-arrival.
And how many Tesco stores are we talking about here?
We're working with the Pakistan one with about 140 stores.
140 supermarkets?
Yeah, that's out of their, I think they've got about 800-900 stores in total, or maybe 1,000 in the UK. So it was 140 that they'd selected to run the product through.
So it's a pretty significant opportunity.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Is there much red tape involved?
There's a lot of hurdles with compliance into that market, particularly with Global Gap and a whole heap of other sort of compliance regulations that need to be adhered to. But no, it's not insurmountable.
So what's the next step then?
Well, the next step is really getting the right linkages and partnerships in place within Australia to do the supplying.
When do you reckon we could have a steady trade up and running?
Well, I'd like to try and get something off this year if possible, but you know, some of that's going to depend on how the season pans out and the availability of fruit, but certainly for the following season would be ideal.
How are the mangoes looking this year in Kununurra?
It's a bit hard to tell at the moment, but we've had two distinct flowerings, a very early one, which has been some fruit set, and there'll probably be some September fruit harvested within the next few weeks. And then the bulk of the trees are really in flowering at the moment, so it's a bit up in the air how well that's going to pan out.
Early flowering, does that impact upon what kind of season we can expect?
Generally, the early flowering is good. You always tend to get good fruit set and retention on that early flowering. It's not untypical of what we're seeing this year, but it's not really desirable.
And how important is the weather over the coming weeks?
It's fairly important that we don't get too hot too quickly, and hopefully we get a little bit of humidity around, because the contributing factors to depend on how much fruit set you're going to get on this last flowering that's happening.
What about the poor wet season that we're coming off? Does that have any effect into the current season?
It does. If you get a poor wet season, you tend to get fairly poor flushing. And of course, the new flushes is what the trees need to build up their carbohydrate reserves for the following seasons. When you get a fairly poor flushing, you tend to have lighter years follow, because the fruit simply just doesn't have the resources to carry a heavy crop through to fruition.
Sounds like we'll have to wait and see, but what does the crystal ball tell you? Have you got a hunch?
It's not going to be a huge year, but at this stage I think probably average, perhaps a little bit below average. But it really all depends on what sort of set we get out of this last flowering.